Hi, it's been a week, and this is the podcast where I go over. Look, I finally did an update. PacificDailyTimes.com. Now, I know that you were just watching it totally enthusiastically. I know that you sit there all day and you just wonder what's going to change next. So I'm going to explain it. The top in the news stacks here at PacificDailyTimes.com, in the top in the list, there would be this extra white, it's very white colored link that would be at the top, and that would indicate a news item that was added today. It was within the day. Now, of course, if you go to the white theme, then it would be extra. It would be purple in the white theme. So, yeah, there's a white and a dark theme. I'm sure that you knew that. So what I've done is I used to define a day, like today is the day or this week, as starting in Greenwich Mean Time. It's not Greenwich, it's Greenwich, also known as Zulu time, zero time. So I used to define that, and I'm changing it over to New York. So the days that will change, roll over the week, it's a new week, it's a new day, whatever, that's now following New York time. Not because New York is the capital of Western civilization, as some think it is, but just because that's, you know, the far eastern time zone in America. That's, you know, the United States. Because, you know, Pacific Daily Times, you know, Pacific touching nations. And yeah, so I know that you were thrilled to know that. I just, you know, I suppose the takeaway, I mean, I'm sharing with you the updates of my life to give you some insight into what, you know, a normal mover and shaker or, you know, multi-talented, incredibly handsome, brilliant person is doing as a means of inspiring you, because I'm sure that you're the same. And so you've got these decisions you have to make about the quality of your product and what time things need to be. It's Pacific Daily Times. I'm in Asia. Should the time reflect me over in Asia as part of being Asian? Well, no. What about Zulu time? Well, that's UTC, so we can all think on UTC time. No. It's mainly for an English-speaking audience, and knowing what's happening in the United States makes sense. And notwithstanding the fact that a lot of times it's Monday and I'm still adding stuff at the last minute. And so I kind of like it that Monday doesn't start until noon for me. Like, your Monday at midnight is my Monday noon. Because I am the future in the uttermost west where the sun rises, also known as the east. So it was just an important decision to just make stuff suitable. You know, this is the thing. You always have to be keeping your product, your quality, your designs, your company, your business. You always have to be reinventing. In business, we say that a company has to reinvent itself every 5 years. I think every day would probably be better, or maybe every 5 minutes. You got to have a mission. But there's, in software, they call it a roadmap. The business has to constantly be asking themselves, you know, are we solving the problems of today? In software, you have to constantly be tweaking and modifying the software to keep it alive. Once a developer stops tweaking and changing and adding the new feature to his software, then that software is considered dead because it's no longer growing and changing and adapting and progressing. So, I mean, there are problems that need to be fixed. There's always security issues. You know, a hacker, you discover a hacker thing, which is, I guess, like immune system. Your body's always updating its immune system, which is security. And then there's always growing and maturing. There are new things you want to add to it, new features you're hoping to add. You've wanted to for a long time, or you got customer feedback and people wanted to add it. And then there's other things you realize just weren't designed right. And so you're going to change your own designs. You're always tweaking and modifying software. It's called live. Software has a life. So, I mean, there are times that people will say, okay, this project, I'm going to take the software, I'm going to grow it, I'm going to move it there, and then I'm going to abandon it, and it will be considered dead. And if people want to keep using it, that's fine, but no more security updates. Some people do that. You know, it's important to know. Will this be maintained? It's called maintaining software. The developer who keeps it going is called the maintainer. Sometimes the computer program you like, they'll say, well, it's dead. And the guy that wrote the software that you like put on his blog, I'm abandoning this project if it needs a new maintainer. Okay, you know. So that's what that's about. You know, in business, you got to reinvent your business and your target and all that stuff. In software, you've got to keep it updated and going. Oh, by the way, this picture behind me for both of you watching on YouTube, these are peaches. These are little tiny peaches. You can see one that's really big. Like there's a lot of weird stuff here with this picture. One is really, really big. And then there's a bunch of little tiny baby ones. These are little tiny itty bitty peaches. In fact, the biggest peach there is smaller than I'd say the biggest peach there is about that big. You know, this is my face for about from my eye to my mouth. All right. I'm going to, change the, has anything else been going on this week? I've learned a few computer languages, and I'm finding a way to make Pacifica Times profitable, and I'm getting a lot of progress. I had my breakthroughs this week, and I just need the time to sit down and pound out the code. I know how to do everything I need to do. I just need the time to do it. I'm really excited, and I want to do a simple way of advertising stuff that I think people will like. Advertisements on web and on YouTube are really annoying. And we need advertisements, but we need them to not be annoying. So I think I've found a solution. And I'm looking forward to getting that software finished and rolling out the idea. So I don't know. Think about if you want to do ads. I might offer you guys free ads and give you a place to go sign up. But for now, just check out PacificDailyTimes.com and just see what that looks like. And it remember, it updates on New York time, no longer Greenwich time. See? I can go watch it just before midnight in New York. You watch, it would change over from last week to this week or whatever. Something's been happening this week. It's a theme and I might go into it in the Taiwan special. I've been running into a lot of people, a lot of different people in random different places where the lesson has been, and I kind of touched on this in the point this week, which really led to the inspiration of it, that, you know, it takes a long time to get yourself fired. It takes a long time to make your spouse want to divorce you. It takes a long time for a student to get expelled from a school. And it's like, usually, like I know someone who had a falling out like that. I don't want to go into details, and no, I'm not talking about Royu. I don't talk about his business much. And by the way, I mean in the past, I've been open to the fact that his parents say tell his business, and I said that he goes through normal depression like everybody else does. It's not special, so I'm not telling specific details. To say that a teenager is depressed is not to give that teenager's business. If you're a teenager, hey, if you're a teenager and your mom or dad is telling you to listen to this, listen to me. If you're depressed, you are 100% normal. If your mom says, my son is depressed, my daughter is depressed, my teenager is depressed, they're not telling your information. They might as well say, my teenager is a teenager. Depression does not make you unique. It makes you identical to everyone else. You've got to get this. And the way to get through depression, self-pity is what it really comes down to. When you're feeling sorry for yourself, it's going to be hard to have enough energy to be happy. Depression. I ran into someone that had a falling out, like got fired or something. And I went and talked to the boss, something like that. And I found out there were just a lot of rules violations, a lot of being late and a lot of slop and not crossing the T's and dotting the I's. But what really made the decision was the attitude of it all. And it's like after whatever it is, after stuff builds up, doing a bad job, usually just doing a bad job, pushing off your work on other people because you didn't do yours. And it adds up and people have a chance to fix it and they won't listen. And the hammer has to fall. And I've been seeing that happen a lot this week. And it's making me wonder if it's going to start falling in politics. See you in the Taiwan special tomorrow.